Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, Horse World. I am Glenn the Geek, and I am here with my friend Jamie Jennings and my lovely wife, Jennifer. And you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 9th, 2011, episode 225, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. We are starting the show a little differently today because for those of us in the United States, this weekend marks the 10th anniversary of the day that we will all never forget. Of course, that day is September 11th, 2001. It seems like yesterday that we were sitting in front of our TV at our farm watching the attacks unfold. It is important to Jamie, Jennifer, and I that we never forget those that lost their lives that day and all of those servicemen since who have given their lives protecting the way of life that we enjoy. It is because of people like Jamie's husband, Chad, my nephew, Jason, and all of the servicemen in your family that we are able to sit down here and listen to a silly program about horses every morning. Jamie and I will be back live in a few minutes after this tribute we put together for all of those who have died for us. The first part of this you will probably have not heard before. It is sung by a 12-year-old girl named Riley Roth. She was 2 when her firefighter father died on September 11, 2001, trying to help others. The proceeds from the song go to the Twin Towers Orphan Fund. There were over 700 orphans created on 9/11. The last part of this, of course, is Lee Greenwood, and God bless the USA.
Part of me, and he's always in my mail. to those men who died that day. And though I'm not alone in honoring these men, and I know because of them we're much safer in our land.
Trade Center.
It's incredible.
In an apparent terrorist attack on our
country. Oh, my God. The next building
is
just
another
blew
one.
Up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be we're all okay.
The entire building has just collapsed. It pulled it down on itself, and it is not there anymore.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
They have shut down all aircraft takeoffs.
There's obviously massive casualties.
And another apparent explosion at the Pentagon in Washington.
We thought it was debris. We realized it was people jumping.
Well, this is a horrible attack.
Flames engulfing what's left of the World Trade Center.
Among the emergency workers, I can hear them screaming. The police called for help.
Free American people will not be intimidated.
Our resolve has not been weakened.
Nor will we be defeated.
By these horrific and cowardly acts.
And justice will be done.
Really don't know. In this madness will be. But I do know that God is speaking. And I have to know that God will use even this tragedy to shake up the world.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. Make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
Tennessee, across the
plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
And that was Lee Greenwood. You just heard at the end there with God Bless the USA. I am Glenda Geek, and Jamie Jennings is here. We're back to live now. I appreciate everybody listening to that. I also wanted to say that the girl you heard at the beginning there, the 12-year-old who was singing for her dad, Always in My Memory, is a little pop superstar now. Her name is Riley Roth, and you can find her music at RileyRoth.com. Howdy, Jamie.
Good morning. My God, you just made me start a Friday off in tears. But I do think it's important that we don't forget. I mean, there's not one person that I know that is over the age of, 10, 12 years old that doesn't remember exactly where they were sitting when the attacks on the World Trade Centers in Pennsylvania and in Washington. When those things happened, I mean, not one person doesn't remember where they were at that moment or who told them or how they found out. So I do think it's a 10-year anniversary of these horrible tragedies, and I'm glad that you, my boss, took some time out to honor that and remember that. I do appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and, it's something that's very important to us, and, I know that you're doing something this weekend ceremony-wise in that regard.
My husband is the coolest person on the planet. He is just awesome. And he has been invited to do a Patriots Day flyover for, I think it's University of Southern California. They're going to have a big Patriots Day celebration. Chad's going to take some F-16s with some of his buddies over the top of the stadium, and I get to go. And then they're going to be down on the field at halftime, and they're going to be part of the ceremony. So they do the flyover, they land, they hustle back to the stadium, and are down on the field at halftime, and it's going to be really, really cool. I'm really proud of him. And he remembers where he was, and he was actually, when September 11th happened, he was actually sitting guarding George Bush's compound in Texas. So
is that right?
Nearly. Yeah. He was, and there's always people everywhere watching the president, and they were sitting in a trailer in the desert and with planes on standby. So they were, I think they went airborne and started, flying over his compound and his ranch in Texas. And so obviously, being a member of the Air Force, they had a busy couple days. It's just hard for me to even talk about, excuse me, because I'm very proud of him, but it also makes me very, very sad at the same time. So anyway,
was before you met, though, isn't it? Met back in 2001.
No, we had not met at all. So just talking to him about it and where he was, like you said, everybody remembers where they were, and he can tell me exactly where he was sitting in that trailer and, you know, sitting there listening to the radio and all the stuff happening and being called into action to protect the president is incredibly honorable and very difficult to even hear that your husband was a part of something like that.
A little stressful.
Now, was he must have been a young pilot back then, though, huh?
Well, considering it was 10 years ago and he's an old pilot now, he was kind of still an old pilot then.
No, I mean, but when did he join the military? Couldn't have been too long before that.
He's been in the military for 14, 15 years.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yeah, he's what they call an old pilot.
He must be much older than you then.
Oh, he's old as hell. No. He's going to come in here and be mad at me. He's packing right now to go take the F-16s to California, and here I am ripping him. No,
I think if you heard the first part of that, he would know.
I know. He's now teaching pilots how to fly. So he's creeping up on the big 4-0. For a fighter pilot, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good, actually. Well, we do have a show today, and Jennifer, are you going to tell us what's coming up?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, it's all about records. First, Joe Most is here with a live report from the hopefully world record-setting trail ride for Mustangs. It's a trail ride that they organize each year, not necessarily on Mustangs, but I'm sure there will be plenty of people riding them, but to benefit Mustangs, to increase the number of horses adopted out. And we'll be talking to Joe Most right there live on the scene. And then we will be doing our best betwixt our dedicated listeners and Glenn and Jamie to set the record for the silliest, scariest, or snarkiest really bad ad ever submitted. So stay tuned.
No pressure.
Well, and right? we like to thank all of our listeners for submitting the really bad ads today. I know that they're getting addicted to sitting there at the computer trying to find really bad ads. And if they're like me, I go looking for really bad ads, and then I'm like, oh, I want to go see this horse. He might work out. And then I go horse shopping. So it's way fun. You just have to be very careful when you're looking for really bad ads. Because
you know, Jamie,
start feeling
I'm really glad you're not reading the personals and have the same attitude. Just saying.
Oh, that poor person really needs my help. Maybe I could save him. Oh, jeez. Hey,
you did the first 10 years after high school.
Oh, man. Thank God they didn't have Match.com back then. I got in big trouble. Hey, just want to let you guys know that the American Eventing Championships roll on, the AECs roll on, and they had the advanced dressage yesterday. And then cross country starts in just a couple minutes for the advanced division. Now, I am actually competing in a tiny little but sanctioned United States Eventing Association horse trial next weekend. Here's my problem, Glenn, is that my arena has not been built, okay? So I just have, like, a churned up, it used to be grass, and now it's been ripped a little bit. But I had to wait 10 days for the weed killer to work, and then the sand's going to come in, and that's all going to be just about the right time for me to leave for the horse trial. So my arena will be done probably the day I have to leave, which means that I am not getting much practice in at all. So what I would normally do is go to my coach's place and get a couple lessons. She lives about an hour away, and I usually drive to her place once a week. Well, my coach is currently in Atlanta at the Eventing Championships. So I literally have nowhere to practice, nowhere to ride. I rode in my field last night. My horse is, like, tripping. I mean, this big cross-country horse, right? He's, like, tripping over, like, a little mound. I couldn't even get anything done. It was just a battle. My coach, though, I've got to give her a little bit of props, because in the advanced division, on her horse Ever Ready, she is currently sitting in third place in the top five. These are some names. Allison Springer and Arthur are number one right now with 27.9. Emily Bashir, 30.9. Barbara Crabo, my coach, 32.4, and guess who's behind her? Buck Davidson and Doug Payne with 32 and 33. So, you know, she's she's kicking some butt, and I'm so excited for her. So just wanted to give her a little shout-out and wish her good luck. She heads out on cross-country in about half an hour, so we'll have an update by the end of the show for anybody else who cares.
She said she's in advance?
Yes, she is in the advanced division.
You know who Emily Beshear is, don't you? The one that's in front of her.
Emily Beshear owns a farm with a guy, her husband, and they live in Virginia. And Emily Beshear is the daughter of First Lady Jane Beshear, who is also an inventor, and she is the First Lady of Kentucky. Her husband,
his
name?
Mr. Beshear. Governor Beshear.
Governor Beshear.
I'm trying to remember. I should know that. I've met him a dozen times, and I cannot remember. What's
his name,
Jennifer?
John?
Governor? Oh, God. All right, I'm embarrassed now. It's Friday. It's been a long week. I cannot remember his name. Now, that's going to drive me crazy. Jennifer, look up his name so it doesn't drive me crazy the whole show. Steve! Steve Beshear.
Did you look it up?
Steve Beshear.
I just remembered it. But should have remembered it at first. Yeah, so... So, yeah, she's in some pretty good company there with Alison Springer and Arthur in the lead in that division. She's got some tough company, but she's within striking range. She can win this thing.
Yeah. I got to say, I'm looking at these. Alison Springer and Arthur, obviously, they do well all the time. Emily Beshear, she's sitting in second place, and her husband is a veterinarian. And in third place, Barbara Crabo, and her husband is a veterinarian. So it would behoove you, if you're an advanced rider, to marry a vet so they can keep your horse down to run a van.
Good point. Very good point. Either that or to have enough money to run advanced. Both of them go together there, I think.
Well, and then you have fourth, Buck Davidson, and fifth, Doug Payne. So they all have enough sponsors to pay for their vet care, so they don't need vets.
That's true. I got an email yesterday from a friend of our friends who we're going on vacation with the week after next. And she had seen or heard, I don't know if she must have heard the show, and we were talking to Kimberly about going zip lining. And she wrote a little note on Facebook and said, Bob's all up for zip lining, me not so much. But I'll take the pictures. So we have somebody to take pictures of us while Jennifer and I are zip lining.
Here's what you have to do is you have to video your zip lining while you're zip lining. Now, there's a challenge because don't drop your phone wherever you're zip lining because you'll never, ever get it back again. But I just was talking to a friend of mine who's also going zip lining. She's going to go to the same place I did when she's in Hawaii. She's leaving tomorrow. And you guys, it's so much fun. It's like the most thrilling land adventure I ever had because I'm not doing anything else. It's as tough as it's going to get for me.
That's funny. I was just also, I wanted to, sorry about that. I was kind of a little bit distracted. I wanted to tell you that I just got another note from Lynn Reardon. I wanted to give an update. Remember our friend Lynn Reardon from Lope, from the horse rescue place in Texas, had to evacuate with all of her horses? Well, she got back into the ranch yesterday, and everything is fine. The fire missed it, fortunately. So she's in the process of moving all of her horses back to the farm. She did say, though, that one of the things that they're really worried about, that all of the rescue places and anybody that has horses in Texas is really worried about, is obviously hay prices. They're just saying that that's going to be awful. So they're talking about that. And she just sent me a little note to say that she's safely there and looking forward to getting back to the business of saving racehorses in Texas.
Well, good for them. I'm so glad that worked out well. I'm still up for adopting any thoroughbreds that they might have. that's great news. Are you gonna read the other story from her?
Oh, you want me to? Yeah. She got a card with $50 cash from a little girl. She's been saving for a horse since she was 5 years old. The $50 is from her horse fund. She wanted Lope to have it because they help horses. She was worried that her donation wasn't enough to do anything big, but Lynn disagrees with that and made Lynn cry, which is no mean feat. So thank you to that little girl for doing that. And Lynn had 71 comments on that post on her Facebook page. So, you know, any little bit helps when you're trying to buy hay for as many horses and rescue thoroughbreds as Lynn has.
Oh, man, I mean, $50 from her horse fund, that just warms your heart, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, our first guest is getting ready to come on the line here, and I wanted to talk a little bit about our sponsor today because they're responsible for our first guest being here today because Joe Most, who is our first guest, is a sponsored rider, and their horse, Tough, is sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. So why don't you tell us about Kentucky Performance Products, and then we'll get our guests on the line.
All right. First of all, I've tried several of their supplements. They're a great company. And one thing horse people look for in a supplement is a safe, reliable product that's going to address the challenges facing their horse. The employees at Kentucky Performance Products couldn't agree more. In fact, they feed KPP supplements to their own horses. One of the products they look to is Endure Extra. Endure Extra is a high-fat, low-carb energy source recommended by veterinarians and leading horsemen to maintain optimal energy levels for your competition horses, to increase weight gain in poor doers. More than just a fat supplement, Endure Extra also provides much-needed natural vitamin E to protect muscles and increase immunity levels. Added gut conditioners stimulate the appetite and maintain a healthy digestive tract, and they provide all these benefits to your horse with as little as 8 ounces per day. To choose the right Kentucky Performance Product supplement for your horse, go to KPP USA, or you can call them. They will sit on the phone with you and talk about, they want to hear about every one of your horses. They want to hear about what you're doing, what the horse is doing, how they look, and they will help you find a supplement that is right for your horse. To learn more about nutrition and interact with them, you can call them at 1-800-772-1988 or KPP USA, or just join their Facebook page.
Thank you, Jamie. Well, coming up, we have a gentleman by the name of Joe Most, his horse, Tough, and he are finalists in the America's Favorite Trail Horse Competition reality show that we talked about here last week. That's going to be coming up on TV here very shortly on HRTV. So we're going to find out who wins that, hopefully, over the next month or two. But Joe is also taking part in the world record ride for the Mustangs with AXA, so we thought we'd get him on today to talk a little bit about everything. He's also a trainer and a coach and a farrier as well. So good morning, Joe.
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Did I get all of that right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. Just checking. So now, where are you right now?
Right now, I am in Ivanhoe, Virginia, the Ivanhoe Volunteer Fire Department Horse Show Grounds, where we're going to have our ride this weekend.
Okay, cool. Well, tell us, first of all, you were a competitor in the America's Favorite Horse or Trail Horse Competition, and you made it to the finals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We made it to the finals. They had auditions all across the United States, and my wife suggested that we go try. She would have liked to have tried out also and auditioned, but her mare was pregnant at the time. So we just worked with Little Tough and took him down, and were lucky enough to make it into the finals.
And Tough wasn't really going for having you both ride at the same time?
I don't think they'd allowed that, but I didn't see anything in the rules that would have precluded that.
Well, it's neat, and I know that we've heard reports on the show here about how much fun everybody had at the filming and meeting Monty Roberts and all of that. What was the highlight for you?
Oh, I tell you, the highlight, I imagine, was just being there. The atmosphere was just electric. Everybody was really wonderful. I guess actually the true highlight was meeting Tom and Carrie Scrimma from ACTA and seeing the care that they put into making sure each individual that was there, one, had a good time, two, did as well as they could, and three had everything that they possibly needed. It was absolutely wonderful. And then meeting all of the clinicians, every single one of them was just supportive and very generous with their time and knowledge.
Well, now I know Tuff is your horse. Tell us a little bit about Tuff. Tuff is apparently uses Nalox and Equijoule, two of the Kentucky Performance products. So tell us about Tuff.
Oh, yeah, Tuff. I tell you, my wife and I got together about 9 years ago, and she had a stallion, and I had some mares, and we thought, well, this would be a good opportunity to see what kind of cross we could get. Well, we bred my mare to her stallion, and Tuff is our firstborn male child.
So he's in the will.
he's just been one of those exceptional horses. It's just the minute he got on the ground, he just wanted to be with you. He'd look right at you and come right up to you. I mean, he just has been an exceptional horse, one of those once-in-a-lifetimers. We've really enjoyed him. He's not a super athlete at one thing, but he can do a little bit of everything pretty well. He's just very accepting and just is always forward going, looking, always got his ears up, and just he just loves to go and do.
Well, you know, that's true of our quarter horse, too. He's probably not exceptional at anything, but he can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I think that's what makes the breed work for us and what we do. Because Tuff does, he does a little cow work, he does a little reining, he does a little sorting. He's great when I'm working with other people. I can put them on him and show him what they need to feel in their horse, and he'll go and do. And it's just accepting of everything.
Now, Glenn, I'm listening to him talk about his horse do a little reining and do a little sorting and do a little cow work. And what your horse does is he eats a little bit of grain, he eats a little bit of candy, he eats a little bit of weeds, he eats a little bit of the wood. What exactly did your horse do, Glenn, that is so amazing?
That is a talent. You don't know what a talent that is. I have myself have that same talent, and I'll tell you what, we have to work at it for that
evening. Oh, I just wanted to, I can't see Beaker and you doing cow work.
No, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Now,
they do say your animals mirror yourself.
That's true. Yep, yeah,
there
well,
you
that's,
go.
Well, fortunately, I'm not quite as fat as my horse. Let me ask you, Joe, you're there for the world's record ride for the Mustang. Tell us about that.
Well, we're here working on getting this ride together this weekend, and the weather is going to be beautiful, and the area that we're in is beautiful, and the world record ride for the Mustangs, I believe last year when they did this, they had about 900 people across the United States. And this year they're trying for more. And what it is to benefit the Mustang Heritage Foundation, which their goal is to get the Mustangs that haven't been adopted and get them adopted out. I believe there's almost 40,000 Mustangs that have yet to be adopted. So that's their goal, is to get them adopted out. And all the money that is raised this weekend will go to that organization to help that cause for the horses, so that they're not living their whole lives out in a BLM feedlot, basically.
Well, that's terrific. And, you know, we had Madeline Pickens on not too long ago. Jamie had the opportunity to talk with her for almost an hour. So, you know, and we've covered the Mustang story here on the show, and it's just something I just think it's terrific that there are people from all over the country stepping up to help out.
No, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
I got to ask you, though, you said that there's 40,000 Mustangs currently in feedlots. Now, I guess a question of mine is, whose responsibility is it to to get these horses to the public so they can see them? Like, I can't just drive up to a feedlot and pick one out, can I?
Yeah, you sure can. You can go to any of the BLM stations or sites they have across the United States, and it's their adoption centers, and you can go right in and go through the process. I'm not fully aware of the whole I'm not educated on the whole adoption process, but I'm sure all you have to do is get on the internet and Google the BLM, and you can find out just about anything you need to go ahead and start the process if you're interested.
Gotcha. Yeah, I wasn't aware that was an option where you could just go do that, because I know they set up certain adoptions, and I know we were talking to the people that do the prison Mustang adoptions, where they spend, 3 months with a prisoner, 8 hours a day, and then they do go ahead and auction those guys off. But I was not aware that you could just find a BLM center. So you guys are raising money this weekend in this trail ride, and where does that money go?
It goes to the American the Mustang Heritage Foundation. Excuse me, it's the Mustang Heritage Foundation, which they're the ones that are putting on the Mustang makeovers and all the competitions that you're seeing across the United States to get some of these horses to trainers so they can get started and then adopted out and make the adoption process a lot easier for some people mm-hmm. who may not be fully capable of bringing a Mustang along from, scratch, starting them out, gentling them, mm-hmm. getting them saddle broke and ready to go.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of different programs, Jamie, over there at the Mustang Heritage Foundation. The Extreme Mustang Makeover is one of them. They also have a youth program, and they have a trainer incentive program where trainers are guaranteed $700 per horse if they do the adoption and they gentle that horse within 90 days. So they have about five or six other programs that they do there as well. And it's all in, as you said, in an effort to get those Mustangs into homes. So it's a neat program.
I'm looking at the website right now, MustangHeritageFoundation.org, and it does seem like they have a lot going on. So tell everybody how they can get involved if they still can in this trail ride this weekend.
You can go to ACTHA, the ACTHA website. I believe it's ACTHA.us. And once the page comes up, scroll down for Ride for the Mustangs and click on it. Find a ride near you. There's a listing that spans the United States. I don't remember the number of rides there's going on this weekend, but if
there seemed to be quite a few when I looked at the list. There was quite a few. Yeah.
If you're interested, I'm sure there's something close by.
Now, how many riders are you expecting at your location, or don't we know?
Right now, last night we had 65 riders signed up, and still more are calling in and signing up. So we're expecting somewhere between 60 and 75, and we have about 30 volunteers here, along with the volunteer fire department, who's going to be feeding everybody. So we've got all kinds of stuff going on.
And how long are you going to ride for, Joe, tomorrow?
The ride's going to take approximately between 2.5 and 3 hours. The ride goes along the New River Trail. It makes a loop, so there's only a short period of time you won't be able to see the river from this ride. It's going to be a really neat ride.
And is the river swelled up and flooding like in Pennsylvania?
No, actually, there's two dams on this river upstream from us that has a lot of the flooding controlled. And the river's full, and it's running pretty good. But it actually makes it pretty.
Okay.
You know what's really cool, Glenn? And I've got to tell you, I'm looking online at the ACTHA website, ACTHA.us, and I clicked on the Ride for the Mustangs, and the one ride in Arizona is in Tombstone. That's where, all this stuff happened. Tombstone with, Doc Holliday. What a fun ride that would be. I'm going to have to Too bad I'm going to be in L.A. I would totally go down to that ride. That'd be so fun.
You could pack up the wild thoroughbred jet and have a great time in Tombstone.
In Tombstone, we go to the pub. We go to the saloon, that they call it down there.
That sounds like a great place to have a ride.
Hey, Joe,
absolutely.
One more question for you. Is this an annual thing now that AXA's doing the ride for the Mustang?
I believe it is. They did it last year, and I believe they're going to continue to do that. I'm not completely sure, but it seems like it's going to be an ongoing thing because they have been so successful. And this ride is also going to be in the Guinness World Book of Records. So there's a lot of things we have to do along with that. But I believe it is. It's been so successful this year so far.
Well, I'm looking at all the locations, and it looks like there's 30, 40 of them on this list. And if you guys get almost 100 people and they all get 100 people, you're going to be way over last year in setting that record. So good luck with that. I know that all the horses should be fairly well off because you're a farrier and you're going to keep them going tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll keep them going. We have some other folks coming in to help out with that, doing some little demonstrations. And we've got a lot of products here from KPP, which I couldn't have made it to the America's Favorite Trail Horse without KPP's products. They're helping Little Tough get through the long ride and the stress of all of that, because that was quite a deal. But we're looking forward to having a really good weekend and a lot of fun.
Well, good luck. Have fun. Stay dry. And we just hope that you and Tuff win this thing coming up. We're going to be watching for you on TV, and that starts in a couple of weeks, right? Like 2 weeks?
Yeah, that starts in 2 weeks. Actually, I think it starts September. The beginning show starts September 13th, which is actually three days.
And 3 days,
Tuff's
okay.
And Tuff's episode is going to be November 15th.
All right. We're going to be looking for him, rooting for you.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure and an honor to be on your show, and thanks again.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Have a
good
ride.
Yep.
Makes you want to get out there into the mountains and the woods of Virginia and go for a ride, doesn't it?
Man, that sounds like so much fun, and it's a great cause. So if anybody wants to find out any more information, you can go to Mustang Heritage Foundation. You can go to the ACTA website, ACTHA.org, I believe, and check that out. It's a great ride for a great cause, and you can be – I mean, who doesn't get to say, I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records? Yeah, what's up? I mean, that's cool.
Hey, last night I wanted to tell you that I was home cooking dinner and Jennifer gets home from the barn and she says, oh, Beaker's not feeling so well, our quarter horse. So we went back out to the barn about 9 o'clock and sure enough, his head was dragging and he wasn't feeling well. He had a fever of about 103 and his ankles were swelled up and, you know, just had that lackadaisical sort of, I got the flu, I don't feel good look. So we walked him around for a little bit and wrapped his legs and everything and then thought, well, we'll check him in the morning. And I wasn't even sure Jennifer was going to be able to make the show this morning because she went out to the barn and I was predicting the worst. You know, you're going to have to call the vet and do all that stuff. But she said he was a little perkier this morning. His fever had gone away and his legs are still puffy, but we're going to keep him in today. What I really think it was, because you said it earlier, he's an equine vacuum cleaner. He is just eats everything. And he has his muzzle on because he's still kind of chunky. But he puts the weeds up through his muzzle, through this tiny little hole the size of a dime. He shoves them in there and he eats everything. I mean, every weed, everything. He's one of those hand grazers. You take him out, he is mowing the place. He's not skipping like a lot of horses do. He just eats everything. And I kind of figure he ate a weed or two that weren't real good for him and had a little toxicity going there. So hopefully he'll recover from that. We're hoping later today we'll go out and check him out. We have him in the barn. He might be on limited dry lot duty for the next couple of days, eating nothing but good quality hay. Make sure that we solve that problem. But that is one of the problems with the vacuum cleaners like that.
Poor guy. So you basically went out there, Jennifer, you went out there And was he out in the field and you noticed he was not feeling good?
Well, I brought him in like I always do. Every day you go out and visit Beaker. And even if I don't ride, I always bring him in and give him a once-over. And when I was grooming him, he was grumpy about getting groomed. Normally, that's a joyful process for Beaker. So I knew there was something up. So upon further investigation, all of those healthy horse vitals that you take, all of them were just a little bit off kilter. He didn't have anything that was on plumb yesterday. But there wasn't anything that pointed directly to, oh, my goodness, call the vet emergency or to a specific problem. It was just very generalized. And knowing his habit, I've seen this horse, while I'm hand walking, reach out, grab hold of a giant mouthful of something that is clearly toxic to anybody who's ever read a horse magazine, and try to consume it. He just has, he has no idea. If it's near his face, he will consume it. So I think he probably just did that out in the pasture. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Most horses, Jennifer, you realize, like, they will not eat what's poisonous.
Right,
I don't understand.
Exactly. I've never in my life had a horse. I've had horses that would occasionally taste test something that wasn't good for them or eat it, spit it out. Not him. He will not only take one bite. If given the opportunity, he will take 10 bites. Now, there is one thing at the barn we have found that he will not eat, and I think it's called a chokeberry. It's this giant weed, and the stalk is purple, and the leaves are green, and the berries are purple. And they get very tall, and they grow in exterior fence lines out at the edges where they don't weed whack. And he did take a hold of one of those one time while I was on a trail ride before I could catch him, and he did spit it right back out and hasn't taken a taste of that one since. So that one's probably so toxic it would probably, you know, anaphylactic shock in the first bite or something, but it's crazy. Well, it's just crazy.
They call it chokeweed because what it does is because nobody will eat it, not even cows or horses or anything, and those berries, they bloom. You want to cut them before they bloom. So first of all, your farm manager needs to get her butt out there and mow the field is what she needs to do, mowing and weed whacking. I'm going to call her up today because
it's
ridiculous.
Well, they're not in the fields. That's the thing. They're on the trail paths, and he likes to try and graze while he's trail riding, and sometimes I don't catch him in time.
Jennifer, let me ask you, how many times have you put a grazing rein on a pony for a kid?
No, he reaches up. He doesn't reach down ever. No, he never tries to reach down. He knows better than that. But if there's something within 3 feet of his ear, he has ear radar that goes above his head, he will reach right up there and grab any tree limb that goes by. I have to be ready for him at all times. He'll eat pine trees.
So wait a minute. So what's a grazing rein? Is that similar to an overcheck or a...
No.
What
a grazing rein is...
Okay, just checking.
It's not a
bearing
rein.
You knew you were going to do that.
It's not
it's
a bearing rein.
Not a bearing.
Are you sure?
No.
Just checking.
Yeah.
All right.
A grazing rein, do you know what it is? Do I have to explain it really?
No, you don't have to explain it. I mean, some people may not know what it is. You might want to explain it for some of the listeners who don't know. I do know what it is. I was just busting your chops.
Yeah, a grazing rein is what you put on little ponies. And I've used it on just little ponies that are fat ponies that are getting ridden in the grass, and they have children on their backs. And what the grazing rein does is it attaches to the saddle, and it goes through their brow band and goes down and attaches to their bit. So what happens with ponies and little kids is that the pony will go to graze, and the child is holding onto the reins. And the pony will be very sneaky about it, trotting along just fine, and then stop and eat. And what happens is the poor child that's holding the reins gets catapulted downwards and over the head of the pony because it gets so sneaky. So what the grazing rein does is it just prevents them from diving their head downwards. Usually a fancy grazing rein may be a piece of baling twine.
That's my favorite.
It just helps the poor child from getting catapulted off the front of them because they just aren't strong enough to pull their heads up. So
it's sad and hilarious at the same time to watch a pony who has discovered that skill of trot, 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 stop, grace. And it's,
I'm sorry, it's hilarious. It is hilarious at all times. But that's me. I shouldn't say that. Well, Glenn, do you want to do Pocket Stable? And then
And then I'm also going to mention, I'm going to post a little later in the day. There's another, remember Lorenzo? He is the guy that Roman rides and has all the beautiful white horses. And, yeah, there's new videos that come out of him occasionally. You know who I'm talking about.
The good-looking Spanish guy that rides the horses on the beach. No, I don't know who you're talking about at all.
Well, there's a new video that has come out that is about him. So I'm going to post that on the Facebook page after the show today for you all to watch. That'll be your video of the weekend and for all the girls out there to do some serious drooling. I also posted pictures this morning, speaking of flooding there with Joe, I posted some pictures this morning of an amusement park that Jennifer and I went to once or twice in Pennsylvania. Everybody's gone there. It's one of the few family-owned run amusement parks left in the country. And I posted some pictures of the aftermath of the flooding at that amusement park called Knoebels Grove. And it was very sad to see what happened to the amusement park in the last couple of days. I'm hoping that the family has enough money to get it back. It's flooded before, but never quite as bad as this and done as much damage. So we're hoping they can get it back because, you know, like drive-in theaters and family-run amusement parks are one of the – talk about nostalgia. They just don't exist anymore. So I'm hoping that they can bring that back. So all our best to everybody at Knoebels Grove up there in central Pennsylvania. You know, this show is sponsored by Pocket Stable. Pocket Stable is an app on your iPhone that you need to just go buy. Here, that's simple. Jane and I said – open up your iPhone, go to the App Store, spend $3.99 and buy it. You'll find out why after. Okay.
You know what that sounded? You know what that just reminded me of? Did you hear Obama's speech last night?
No. I tried to avoid political speeches at all costs.
He kept going, pass this bill. Pass this bill. And you're like, buy this app.
Yeah, I tried to buy it. All right, I'll pretend I'm a politician. It's Pocket Stable. You don't need to know why you need it. You just need it. Go to the App Store. Open up your phone right now. Go to the App Store. It's $3.99. It's not a tax. That other guy, he's talking about taxing you more. We're talking about providing something to you that will help you and your horses. So that's far from a tax. That's much better than a tax. Is that close? Was that pretty good?
Yeah, that was actually pretty darn close to his speech, actually. It was like, you don't need to know what it is or why we're going to do it. I don't even want you to read it. Just go ahead and pass it. Just it'll be good for you. Promise. I don't even know what he was talking
about.
It does
do cool stuff, though. See, this does do cool stuff. It's, you know, it's pretty simple. Just keep track of all your vaccines and your wormings, your ferritin, medicines, all that stuff. It just does all of it. You just don't even need to know ask why. Pocket Stable, $3.99, App Store, done. PocketStable.com. It's that time of week, but before we get to really bad ads this week, while I'm on a roll here, can I get on my high horse for about a minute or two? I need high horse music. You think they have that?
Let me see if I have anything for your high horse music. Here we go.
Girls and horses.
Okay, that wasn't really it.
I don't
that's
know if
that's
better. How about this might be better.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire.
Last
is that your high horse
week?
Music?
I don't know. We'll figure out something when it's for my next high horse. All right, here we go. I'm going to try and do this without getting myself in trouble. Jennifer just wrote... Jennifer just wrote, oh, no, in the notes. So here we go. Last week we did really bad ads, and we had one particular ad that was ill-written. Obviously, the guy was not very well educated, and most of the words were misspelled. And we do what we do on really bad ads. Jamie read it, and we all chuckled and went on. Well, that seemed to cause a controversy last week for the first time. We've been doing really bad ads for about 4 months now. We've been doing this every week for 4 months, and that seemed to cause somewhat of a controversy. Let me just say a couple things. One is, I appreciate the emails, by the way, whether they agree with us or not. I do appreciate the emails. And we, Jamie and I, realized when we started this show and she's been in radio a long time. I've performed for a long time. We realize that everybody is not going to like everything we do, and we don't expect you to like everything we do. I listen to 20 different podcast radio shows every week, and there are segments on those shows that I don't like, and I just skip them. I don't listen to them. But that doesn't mean I throw the whole show out because they do a segment I don't like. And that's all we're saying here. We do a lot of really cool things during the week. We have a little fun on the weekends with really bad ads. Yes, I realize there are illiterate people. We're not really making fun of illiterate people. What Jamie and I have always said with really bad ads is, if you're trying to sell something, make the ad as good as possible to try and sell it. What we're doing is we're really making fun of the process of selling something. They're so bad, nobody's going to want to buy it in most cases. That's the process we're making fun of. So,
gotcha.
You know, if you don't like really bad ads, fine. We're okay with you turning it off and going listening to something else on Fridays. I will say, however, that Friday's numbers are almost double any other day of the week. People seem to like really bad ads. So do I need to say anything more, Jamie, or is that good?
Well, I think that works. And just so people know what you're talking about, we posted the really poorly spelled, ridiculous ad online, and we got ripped to pieces for it. And, you know, it's just all in good fun. And, you know, I'm sure that the person that posted this ad, you know, that's the other thing, is that when we say that the ads came from this person, like, say we say, like, Don Bailey submits a lot of ads to us. Don Bailey did not write this ad. Don Bailey looked through her classifieds, found the ad, thought it was a really bad ad, and then sent it to us. We do not give out the names or phone numbers of anybody who is actually reading these, wrote these ads. So unless it's you and you're listening to this and we read your ad, then you know you did something wrong, and it's your fault. So
all
let's
right,
get
so-
to it.
Let's do it, because Jamie and I are still going to have fun on Fridays reading really bad ads.
Pay attention.
Now, Glenn,
today,
it is one thing that I got to mention, too, that all of the comments and the ugly emails we got, shame on yous for reading that message and making fun of that poor person, really did not bother me for 5 seconds. However, it bothers Glenn to no end, and anytime he gets a negative email, he really gets upset about it. So if you're going to send negative emails, send them to me, because then it won't ruin my weekend. I don't care if I make anybody mad, really. I mean, I kind of do, but it doesn't bother me near as much as it does Glenn. So if you're going to send an ugly one, send it to Jamie at horseradionetwork.com, and I will edit your email and then send it to Glenn so he doesn't cry. Go ahead.
And that's not really true either, because I don't, you know, I was a performer for 10 years. There were a lot of people that hated me. And I didn't cry. Kings don't cry. So that wasn't a problem. But you know, I just wanted to clarify that for everybody. And probably most of the people that commented on our Facebook page, too, don't listen to this segment. They were just Facebook followers. So anyway, let's go on. Our winner today will win a Dr. Rose's gift pack. Dr. Rose's Remedy Skin Treatment is an all-natural herbal salve that promotes rapid and complete healing of skin ailments. It can be used in a wide variety of animals, including dogs, cats, horses, and you can find it at drrosesremedies.com. Thank you to Dr. Rose for the gift pack today. The first ad today is by Jeff Glover. That's another new one. Welcome to the Man Nation. It's titled Trade Riding Mower to Goat. I have an Arians rear engine rider. It was running, but the starter went out. It should be followed up with in parentheses. Now it's not running. We'll make an even trade to a goat. So for all of you goats that are reading Craigslist, you can get yourself a mower. Just saying.
Yeah, trade to a goat.
I don't even get it. Like, most people would like to trade things that don't eat. It's like, I'll trade you this for something that doesn't eat.
But he's trading in his mower. Trading in his mower, he needs something to eat the grass.
Well, yeah.
That's why I assumed he wanted the goat.
And the goat will always start.
That's true.
I would like to go ahead and submit Beaker.
Yeah, there you go.
Your horse would be more than happy. This next one was submitted by Melanie, and there's no picture that goes along with it, but just the title. There's a trailer for sale, and this is the ad. We have a stock trailer for sale. No, I did not say stock trailer. I said S-T-A-L-K, stock trailer for sale. It's a 16x6 stock trailer, open top. That means it has no roof. The stock trailer apparently is going to come after you and call you late at night and go, I'm calling from inside the house. The stock trailer is in very good condition. You always see that in the movies. They answer the phone and it's like, where's the call coming from, officer? Oh, no, the call is coming from inside the house. The call is coming from inside the trailer. Get out while you can. This stock trailer, the stocking trailer, is very good condition. You can use it to transport horses, livestock, or even hay. It can also be used for landscaping jobs. Asking price is only $1,500. This is a trailer with no roof. No roof. $1,500 only. I'll give you the number. Just call me.
Do you think the O was missing on his keyboard? That could be.
But it's, even if there was an O missing, there's no L. It's stock, S-T-O-C-K, not S-T-A-L-K, stock trailer. Okay, sorry.
Don't you have a picture that Jennifer's supposed to post, too?
Oh, my God. This is what reminded me of that. Thank you. When I read this ad, I took a picture of this a while ago. It was a couple weeks ago. I was driving down the road through Arizona, and I found, well, I didn't find it. I passed it. Because they were going only about 45 miles an hour. And thank God, because if you look at this picture, this is also a stock trailer. It is a trailer that has no roof. And there's a horse in the back. And
really?
Thank God they were going, oh, yeah. Post the picture, Jennifer. Glenn, I want your reaction. You are going to not believe this.
Now, I got to dig it out. I have so many pictures of bad trailers now. They just never end. I know I have.
However, this one's being used.
It's an awesome picture, too. I cracked up.
I would like to let you know that when I made my husband, I was like, pass him. And when you pass him, I want you to slow down and go the speed that they're going so I can take a picture of them. And all I had was like my big camera because it was when we were coming back from Colorado. All I have is my big camera. So we pull up next to them. My husband slows down and I put my giant camera out the window and start taking photographs of this horse in this trailer. And the drivers saw me. And
oh, no.
Yeah, there's a driver and a passenger, and I look at the driver, and he looks at me and just kind of puts his arm up in the air and waves, and I waved back, and then I look at his wife, which is sitting in the passenger seat, and she also gives me sign language. However,
hey.
It's the middle finger.
It's a convertible.
It's a convertible horse trailer. But yes, the wife flipped me off, and the husband waved at me.
Isn't that always the way? So this horse is standing in this convertible trailer. He looks happy. His mane's blowing in the breeze. And what's so funny is this thing obviously is a relic, but the truck looks brand new.
I know. It was amazing. And the people that were driving did not have a problem affording food for themselves. So somebody needs to work on the trailer. Save a little bit on your grocery bill, people, and go ahead and get a new trailer if you're going to drive that horse around. Anyway, that's what I saw.
Next ad is by Dawn Bailey, sent this one in. And this one isn't so much a really bad ad as it is just, you know, when you're a teenage girl, you want a horse in the worst way and your parents tell you can't have one and you would do anything you could. Well, with technology today and Craigslist and everybody allowed to post, that's where this ad comes into play. And it sort of reminds me, Jamie, of when we were talking to your old coach and how you said you were a barn rat. Well, this kind of reminds me of that. And so I think that this ad would be best read in Jamie's teenage voice. What do you think, Jamie?
Thank you, Dawn Bailey, for submitting this one. Okay. Like, oh, my God, I am totally looking for a free lease on a horse close to home. I can, like, clean stalls. I can feed. I can let out to pasture. I can catch at night.
and groom the horse daily. I live in between Bemerton and Silverdale, closer to Bemerton, though, so I would prefer something there. I am learning to ride currently. I've only had 2 lessons, but I know how up to canter. I have currently ridden a 14-hand horse, and, like, I think it's a Palomino cross. I am totally confident after a little warm-up with a horse, and I plan on having more lessons, but you know what? I am a little bit short, so I'm looking for something between 14 and 16 hands, and, like, I only ride Western right now because it feels natural to me. And I have always, like, wanted to show horses, so I'm looking for one that I can possibly show. But I'm also thinking of doing barrel races after a while. And I'll take a horse that's any age, preferably at least 12 years old and possibly under 20. That's not any age. Preferably at least 20, under at least 12 and possibly under 20. So, like, I just know that for sure I'll have some years with it. I am totally very loving. I'm currently raising rabbits for 4-H, so I'm, like, always at the fair. And, like, I am looking for some offers right now, so please email me. I can also pitch in for hay and, like, possibly some other things. I am 14, so kind of limited on money, but I do got bales of hay for my rabbits for, like, $5, though. So please email me offers. I am so totally very interested.
Very well done. Isn't this every teenager in the world when they want a horse? Every teenage girl is this person.
It's just diarrhea of the mouth or the fingers, you know. I'm just going to keep typing. And, like, I'm totally going to have more lessons because I've, like, cantered once, and I'm totally learning to ride right now. And I'd like for it to be closer to Bemerton, and I'll take any age, at least 12 and under 20. So, like, I can totally love on it for a while. I am so loving. Oh, my God. Like, that is how it's written. It's just written like they're talking on the cell phone.
Hey, we had a comment on your convertible trailer picture. Kathy wrote, "I feel like my Arab would climb out of that while in motion." Climb out of that while in motion. Good pony just sitting there. Hey, the next ad goes along with the last one. This is somebody that it just is a perfect fit. You want to read it or you want me to?
Why don't you read it? It's the answer to the one I read.
Yeah, this is the answer. "Hi, I'm looking for someone, child/adult, who would want to learn how to ride. You will learn safely of riding, tacking up a horse, and basic horsemanship. I am offering this for someone who cannot afford to ride but who has a child who wants to ride the dream pony. We also have many other animals here that you can come to visit. Also, we have that train to be around the handicapped kids. He's not afraid of anything. He loves people. Please, this is the limited free lesson, but donations are accepted." Accepted. "Please email me for more information or if you just want to come see the animals." We need to get those two together.
Wait a second. Okay, so this person is looking for someone to come and ride for free for a limited time offer, but you can ride handicap horses, and we do accept donations.
Yes, but it's for free.
But it's for free. Bless their heart. Good luck with that. I hope you find somebody. Emily, thank you, Emily, for submitting this one. This is a 16-3 hand thoroughbred gelding. Uh-oh, this is the West Valley. That means Phoenix. Oh, boy. This is my hometown. This is where I live. It's not my hometown. This is where I live. Emily must at least – Emily has figured out that if you look in the Phoenix ads, you will find something ridiculous. Okay. "He is a 16-3 hand gelding, wonderful and sweet guy. He is sweet once he gets to know you. He loves attention and apples. He even loves grapes and peaches. Broke to ride, either English or Western. He prefers English, though, because the saddle is lighter. He is the greatest guy. He is a thinker, though. He does not like to be whipped. He knows his mouth and leg cues. A good home is a must. For more information, email..." He's 16-3. I don't think the weight of a Western saddle would really bother him all that much.
And he really loves grapes and peaches. Peaches is a new one. I don't think we've ever had anybody say peaches.
When you were reading it,
it reminded me of Black Beauty. I think this ad could have been in Black Beauty, by the way. It just reminded me of that when you were reading it. Hey, the next one is also from Arizona. Dave in Arizona. Do you know Dave?
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
This is a great one. It's the title is "One Gelding and an Old Mayor." M-A-Y-O-R. "I have 2 horses that need good homes. one gelding and an old mayor. Please call Nolan if interested. If you have a trailer to move, thank you. Okay, so the way this is written, one gelding and an old mayor. And it almost sounds like everybody should know. You should just know who the old mayor is. It's like everybody in town, you know the old mayor down the street around the corner.
They're selling politicians on Craigslist.
Yes, they're selling a policy. The old mayor, he lives down around the corner. He sits out on the porch all the time. He's 200
You can
bucks.
Get Steve Beshear at your house. Wait, no, that's a governor.
No, that's an old governor. That's different.
That's an old governor. I have two horses that need to get home, one gelding, one old mayor. Please call Nolan if interested. Hey, Nolan, can you tell me just a wee bit more about your horses? Because I seriously doubt that Nolan's phone was ringing off the hook with that ad.
I have to add here, Dawn just added to your convertible trailer. We're adding convertible trailer updates. Dawn O'Crean just added, who needs a hairdryer? This is really a device for horses who enjoy hair drying after their showers. Perfect.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
All right.
Okay.
You're up next.
Don Bailey again sent this one in. It's a chicken mansion, $20 in Stanwood. Bird coop, C-O-U-P. From here on out, it's a coop like a coupe de ville. Bird coop measures approximately 12 by 18 by 8. Yes, it is really that big. The main section is approximately 12 by 8 by 8 with an added room on the back. Could be disassembled with reasonable effort. Easy access to a flatbed trailer to load. I really don't care about price. Just need it moved or disassembled and I can't do it. Take it all or part, whatever. Inside is pretty dirty. Needs cleaning and some minor repairs. Comes with interior cages and roosts and also a fly-in entry. For all your flying chickens, hello. A fly-in entry. Interior doors can be opened or closed to make four separate rooms. Could be set up for chickens, pigeons, or other birds.
I'm sorry.
You know those chickens, well, they don't like to bunk with their siblings.
Jennifer, obviously, you know, you can't have the husbands and wives sleeping with the kids and the neighbors. You need to have the chickens separated in their own separate bedrooms.
Well, you know, you have chickens, Jamie. This would work for you.
Yeah. That reminds me. When you moved into the new place, did the chickens stay?
You mean the chickens that were here before we moved in?
Yeah. Are they still there?
Glenn, you had to ask this on a Friday. It's a little bit of a touchy subject. Do you remember the last haboob that we had about 2 weeks before we moved in? There was a big haboob in Phoenix, those big dust storms that came through, and the woman that owned this house before us said, well, we had all the chickens until the haboob came.
Are the chickens now in California?
I don't know, but I don't know where they are. I haven't found them. They haven't come home yet, and that was like a month ago. So apparently the haboob swept away all the remaining chickens, so there is not a chicken on this property. Actually, there was one chicken left. It was a rooster, and I gave it to a neighbor down the street far enough away so I don't hear it crow all the time.
You don't have your baseball chickens anymore?
My what? No.
Baseball
Jennifer,
chickens. All of
those. You should listen to the show sometime.
All right, next ad. Jennifer did find this next ad. Free mountain horse stallions. Not broke or very tame in Hodgeville. We have a black gated Kentucky Mountain Stallion horse who is about 3 years old, almost four. He was halter broke and was doing great until the last several months. Due to an unexpected circumstance, we have not been able to work with him over the last year. He will come when you call him and eat out of a bucket or your hand. He will not come with any paperwork. So if you have paperwork out there, he's not going to come over. That's basically what that says. He will need to be trained. He will have to be picked up. He will be hard to catch him and load him in the trailer. It will take experienced horse people to get him loaded.
Ooh. They win the honesty award.
It's going to be fun, people. Yeah. That's why it's free, Mountain Horse Stallion.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's free, Glenn. It's a free horse. And who doesn't want a free horse? That's wild and untamed and hasn't been handled in over a year.
And he doesn't eat papers, but he does like grain in a bucket. So there you go.
He likes peaches and apples. I talked about this one yesterday. This has nothing to do with horses at all, and I just happened across it, and I thought it was funny. The title of this Craigslist ad, because, yes, this was found on Craigslist, Jedi needed to induce labor. This is for all you moms out there who have felt like this. I have not, but I can imagine. I am nearing towards my due date, and I am miserable. My child is about 9 pounds now, and I still have 2 weeks to go. I was hoping that tonight's full moon would have done the trick, but this child is as snug as a bug inside my uterus. I am looking for someone who possesses Jedi powers to use their mind tricks on my child to convince him to come early. The sooner the better. If you are a master in the way of the Jedi, please help me deliver my child. Many thanks, and may the Force be with you.
That's funny. And I'm sure everybody that's pregnant feels that way at about 8.5 months.
Yep. I even know broodmares that would like to sign up for that program, so.
That's funny. All right.
The next one comes from Don Bailey, TB horse, $250. So for a bargain price, you can get a thoroughbred horse for $250. Hi, I have a thoroughbred. She is about 13. Oh, wait a second. I just noticed something, Glenn. There's no punctuation in the whole entire thing. Thanks,
Don.
Oh,
Dawn. You got to read it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Hi, comma. I have a thoroughbred. She is about 13. She has good ground manners, and she loads in the trailer good. She has been on a lot of trail rides. She is healthy but has a suede back, and she does not scare at all. She loves to get fast. She is a good horse. I just can't keep her. I would like to get $250 OBO, but I need her gone soon. You can text me, blah, blah, blah. Thank you very much. There we go. Thanks, Dawn.
One of the day. Dawn likes to do that to you. I think she does that on purpose, just so you have to read those. And the winner this week is Rachel Mitchell. And, Rachel, thank you for sending this in. The winner this week is actually our picture of the week. It's been horse trailer day here at Really Bad Ads. This is a two-horse cow or livestock trailer or heavy-duty landscaping trailer or ? Another open top. 5 foot wide, 7 foot 8 inches long, and 5 foot 8 inches high. 5 foot 8 inch. I wouldn't be able to stand up in this baby, by the way. 2 inch bulldog coupler. Not exactly sure what a bulldog coupler is. This is a solid older trailer in as is condition. Trailer has no title. We'll give bill of sale. They want $500 for this thing, and it looks like something that you're 13-year-old son in shop class decided to put together, but it only has one wheel. The other one's flat and doesn't even appear to have a tire on it. And the top is a convertible, and it, even worse than that, it's open. It has piping around the outside. So not only is your horse going to get hit, the top of the mane going to get a little bit flustered, but God forbid a bird flies into this trailer because doing 60 miles an hour. Because your horse is going to have a face full of bird. This is one ugly beast.
This is terrible. You wouldn't put a horse in that. There's no way somebody put a horse in that. But we'll post the second picture, maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
Glenn,
and they're calling
make,
it
make
a
it
two
yoga.
Horse. They're calling it a two horse.
Oh, good Lord. It's a two cow.
Baby, two sheep. You have to really not like your horse.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thanks to Rachel Mitchell.
Yeah, have Rachel go ahead and send us your mailing address. You can send it to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com, and we'll get your prize out to you, which is the Dr. Rose's Remedies. And thank you to Dr. Rose's for providing the prize for this week. Keep your Really Bad Ads coming in for next week. It's Jennifer at Really Bad Ads. Why do I always do that? It's Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com, so keep them coming in. Well, everybody, all of the shows for the Horse Radio Network are out. There's some fantastic shows this week. You can check them all out at horseradionetwork.com. We had some fun on the different shows this week. Chris had some fantastic guests. It just was a good week all around at the Horse Radio Network, so check them all out. We really appreciate it. Jamie, you have a terrific day. It's the football game and for the flyover and hanging out with your superstar husband.
Absolutely. I'm going to have so much fun going to L.A. this afternoon. So I do, you know, everybody please take time to remember and take time to think about things. It's just going to be one of those weekends. It's going to be very emotional for me, and I hope that everybody else has a great one as well. And please remember to spay, neuter, and geld.
And I'm going to do something a little different today. It's Friday, Freestyle Friday, and we have time. So let's end the show today with a little Girls and Horses, thanks to Templeton Thompson, who, by the way, went over $6,000 in her fundraising with over 60 people contributing, and she's making her new album. So good job, Templeton. This is the point where the music is supposed to play and the little thing just goes around and around. Jennifer, can you hit play? Because I'm not hitting play so well.
I'll do it. I gotcha.
There we go. Thank you all. Have a great weekend. See you, Taylor.
Yeah. Well, she talks about him. Dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, be lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She said, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Now that I'm older, still lean on their shoulders, I still feel like that girl someday. What is it? What is it with girls? Dream about him. I live to love him, and I love to ride. I'll always have him, be lost without him. There's magic in those in love. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? What is it?